Talking Dates.
Your own personal Jesus.
When it comes to AFL Fantasy Draft, nothing comes close to the Draft Doctors. Their articles and podcasts are a must for anyone looking for that extra edge. Draft Doctors was co-founded by Steve Fizz and Jonathan Crockett, who joins us today. So please welcome Jono from Draft Doctors.
I don't give a fuck cause you're my captain. You'll find me on the net, a squad full of vets, 6 guns in my mid and my team's fully set. I don't know who to get, there's a few that I regret, and if you ain't on my field then you ain't a baller yet. My Gibbs, my stands, get the scores. Got fucked by Grimes, had Cock and Shaw. Got Smith, got Boyd, got Swan, got Fife. Look homie, I'm on top down and I ain't changed. And you should keep him. More than you trade him, are you mad?
Jono from the Draft Doctors, welcome to Talking Deets.
Thanks for having me. Great to be on the show.
Now, you're the host of Draft Doctors. It's a podcast that talks about all things AFL fantasy draft, keeper league, with a bit of super coach thrown in. And you've been copying it a bit the past 2 weeks.
Oh, I certainly have. Just luckily I've got a thick skin, but that's the way things go, I suppose. If you put yourself out there, you've got to be open to the criticism. But no, a lot of it from their listeners, they do it in a bit of jest, so all good fun. But a thick skin is what you're going to have.
We asked you on the show because we know you're the brains of the operation as well.
That's it. That's exactly right. But don't tell Steve that. He'll think he's the brains of it. But no, we like to diversify, where Steve, he's the man who cuts the show together and runs the social media, and I do all the internet stuff, loading the website, the articles and that. So we'd like to spread the load a bit so we're not burning each other out.
And can you tell us a little bit how Draft Doctors got started?
Yeah, sure. Steve and I met through lawn bowls. Would have been a good 10, 12 years ago now. So we both play for different clubs, and each time we'd see each other, we'd always talk footy, and found out we liked fantasy football as well. And Steve used to live down the Mornington Peninsula, so we'd see each other once or twice a year, but he moved up towards the Frankston way, so we'd see each other more and more. And then through tournaments, we just, yeah, have a beer talking fantasy football, just how our teams, like back in the day, like when it first started, this is the original salary cap, so the real dream team type stuff, so just how our teams are going and trades and whatnot. And then would have been the last 4 or 5 years, even a bit longer, we got into the draft scene, and we're just sitting at the pub 3.5 years ago, just talking about all the podcasts out there, how they're all salary cap based, and that it'd be cool if someone did a draft format, as there's nothing else out there. So the light bulb went on, and we brought a couple of microphones and started recording in Steve's spare bedroom over the hot summer. So two guys in a small room didn't make for ideal conditions, but here we are 3.5 years later, starting to do pretty well, we think.
And I know you can't say much about the elusive statesman, but is that about the time when you met him as well?
So Steve and I did the first year together, and we always found that we always thought three people would be good for the show, because there was a couple of times in the first year where I had to not be on the show and we couldn't produce a product. So it just gave us a bit more flexibility. So we put the call out for people who would like to come onto the show, and the Statesman answered, and he's been with us since, and he's been great because his knowledge of fantasy football and especially the keeper format's been great for the pod.
It's been great for my leagues as well over the past couple of years. He's a gem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have done it without him. So, but he is gone off brand a little bit just recently. He's going for the car in AFL Fantasy, where he's currently sitting sixth. So we've had to suspend him for a few weeks while he chases that dream.
It's incredible. So I imagine you're in maybe a couple of leagues this year with your draft team?
Yeah, in a few leagues. We've got the Listener League, just the Redraft League. We've got a Listener League, Keeper League, as well as a few that we play with friends. Our main home league is the main focus one is our Supercoach home league, where it's Steve, myself, and a few other friends we've roped into getting into the draft scene, and they're really enjoying it. So we're approaching our finals in round 19, so looking forward to it.
So in terms of your draft team, who would you say has been your best pickup?
Best pickup in my home league would have to be Sean Higgins. I've got him as my M7, and this is a super coach format. So Sean Higgins is averaging about 108 this year. So as my M7, I've been really happy with that, as well as Luke Ryan, and got him as my D4. So pretty happy with that as well. But for the Listener League, It's got to be Tommy McDonald. I got him at pick 203 this year, so very happy with the return he's been putting up.
That's fantastic. And who was your worst pickup?
It's got to be Michael Barlow. He's only played the one game this year, so I had him pretty high up as my F3 this year, as well as Jack Billings. I think he's been underperforming, but starting to come good the last couple of weeks. But I ended up trading him out of my team. And Lockie Weller, he's been not what we predicted this year.
And now, who was your biggest deeting? Now, let me explain this first. We've got a word in our league, and we've actually got a medal for it as well. You might have caught the word. It's deets. So it's if you pick up a player who then gets a long-term injury, much like Dane Swan did in round one a couple of years ago, that's a deeting. If you trade away Luke Bruce and then he suddenly scores 150s, that's a deeting. If you're the third highest point scorer in your league, but you're sitting near the bottom of the ladder, you've been deetsed. If you lose by 2 points, it's a deeting. Spread the word far and wide if you can, but we're wondering, has anything happened this year to your team along those lines?
With my picks 1 and 3 in our Listener League redraft, I have Jackson McRae and Adam Treloar. So I was sitting second, going for top spot, but I've now fallen to 5th. And if I don't get McRae back, then I'm looking at missing finals. So big deeting for especially Adam Treloar with that long-term injury.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Absolutely.
There's been a few good pickups in the draft league this year. And I'm going to name one for each position. Just looking at defense, I think one of the best pickups there might be Tom Stewart. He's averaging
I was going to say a massive rap for Tom Stewart and don't own him in any of my leagues, unfortunately.
So in 2017, he was averaging 60 and now he's about 85-ish as a defender. So that was a fantastic pickup.
Yeah, nice little role change for them playing as that sweeper off the half-back line and setting up the Cats from defence, a very fantasy-friendly role right there for Tommy Stewart.
And in the forward line, I don't think you can go past Justin Westhoff, who was averaging 83 last year and now in the hundreds.
Yeah, he's having a career year. He had an ADP of 124 off Ultimate Footy this year, and in Supercoach, he's the number one forward, so the returns on that's been exceptional. And just on Westhoff, I generally draft him in our home league, but I got pipped at the line this year and someone grabbed him before I did, so not happy about that one.
He was picked up at a pick 120 in our league this year, so I think that's a fantastic return.
Wow, absolutely.
In the rucks, Callum Sinclair has been a standout this year. He averaged 75 last year, pick 243 in our league, and he's turning out 90-95 average.
Yeah, actually flagged him to break out about a year, last year actually, and didn't quite see that, but he's sort of done a bit of a Bradbury with Kurt Tippett retiring, Naismith going down injured, and he's been the beneficiary of that and having a great season. So anyone who's been able to pick him up off the waiver wire drafting him has done really well.
And in terms of the midfield, there was a couple there that I couldn't decide between. One of them is Ed Curnow, who's averaging in the 110s, and he was picked up at 131 in our league. Last year, he averaged 88.
Yeah, he had the injury affected year last year, but I had Ed Curnow down there. He had the ADP of 137, so ranked 12th as a 12th midfielder currently in Supercoach. So great return there if you've picked up Ed Curnow.
And the other one was Tom Phillips. Did you see him breaking out this year?
I had a suspicion, but I thought it would have been more next year. But if you've got him, I actually had him in one of my leagues and traded him out, so disappointed in that one. But no, he's had a great year, but didn't see that one coming. And sometimes you can't predict it, which is the fun of fantasy football.
Probably a good time to talk about your mock draft. You mentioned ADP a moment ago. Can you tell the listeners what the mock draft's all about?
So that's the average draft position. And this year, the Draft Doctors had our mock draft site released, where you can go on and do your own mock draft. And each draft, it ranks the player. So using an algorithm, so someone like, well, yeah, say Patrick Dangerfield, he might go number one in Supercoach, but number two in AFL Fantasy. So his range would be 1 to 2, basically, depending on where he's drafted. And then it just goes down the list. So Dusty Martin was 3, so he had a range of 1 to 3 of where he could be drafted.
I was wondering if you're able to judge for recent trades that happened in our league over the past month or so. So the first one was Sam Petrescu-Seaton for Charlie Dixon.
Is this a keeper league or a redraft league?
This is a redraft league.
Redraft league. Yeah, look, that's the thing with Carlton. They put the queue in the rack, so you might not see the big scores from Petrescu-Seaton, whereas Port Adelaide looking to finish the year strong and get a top 4 berth, and they've actually got a really good fantasy run home. They've got Fremantle this week, so he should kick another big bag and score pretty well. So I like the winner of the Dixon there. Who got Dixon?
The second one, this was a couple of weeks ago when Toby Green was still injury affected, but it was Brad Ebert for Toby Green.
Oh, Brad Ebert, clear winner there. Toby Green, he's been 1 to 2 weeks for about the last 8 weeks, so even though the reports did come out and say he is a chance to play in the next week or two, but no, Brad Ebert for me, he's been good the last 2 years, actually.
And the next one is Tim Taranto and Michael Hibbard for Jared Berry and Jesse Hogan.
Ooh, that's a good one. So it's Taranto and Michael Hibbard for Berry and Hogan. Like in the Hogan one there, Hibbard can be up and down, and same with Taranto. But having said that, with Jacob Hopper out of that team, Taranto's getting a slight bump. So I'd say it's win-win for both. It all depends on team structure and what they need.
And the last one's a bit more complicated. It's a six-player trade, 3-3. Wow. Tomlinson, Jack Sinclair, and Seb Ross on one side for Luke McDonald, Shields, and Henderson.
Lucky Henderson or Ricky Henderson?
Ricky, I'm sorry. Liam Shields and Ricky Henderson.
Well, Ricky Henderson, he probably would have gone undrafted this year. He's having a great year. Luke McDonald, probably not hitting the heights that we expect as well. Jack Sinclair, he's been a handy addition the last probably 4 or 5 weeks. Seb Ross having a good year. And who was it? Tomlinson.
Adam Tomlinson.
Yeah, I'd say whoever had Luke McDonald, Shield, and Ricky Henderson's been the winner on that one for me.
Yeah, I think I agree. You're a Bulldogs supporter, is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, what's happening with the Bulldogs? I don't need to tell you that they won the flag 2 seasons ago, but I look at their list. They've still got a lot of that list together. Obviously, they've got a lot of injuries. What's your take on the Bulldogs?
Yeah, look, we lost a lot of experience in Matty Boyd and Bobby Murphy there at the end of 2016-17. So you lose that leadership out of that team, plus the injuries on top. They're just sort of rebuilding in sort of a leadership way. That's why they've got in your Jackson Trengove and your Hayden Crozier, just to give those mature heads in the team to settle the boys down. And you saw when Dale Morris and Marcus Adams came into the team that they started playing really good football, and they almost beat North Melbourne and won against Geelong. So definitely the injury part for me, like, there's a lot of – I think they've said 11 of the premiership players are out of that team at the moment. So that's a lot of experience missing from the Bulldogs team. But I'm just looking forward to 2019 already.
Are you still backing in Bevo?
I am still backing in Bevo. You can see the game plan there now. It looks like Tom Boyd's settled in as the main ruckman. You've got Josh Shackey as the key forward, along with Billy Gowers, who is a rookie-listed player, believe it or not, and he's playing like a six-year full forward. So it looks like the game plan's there. They've got the run and drive of half-back with Jason Johannesson, so really looking forward to what Bevo can bring in 2019.
Now, in a recent podcast, you listed the incredible list of third-year breakouts that are likely to be third-year breakouts next season. Names like McCluggage, Powell Pepper, McGrath, Fisher, Luke Ryan, Witherden, it goes on and on. So I just wanted to list the five of those which stood out for me.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm a Port Adelaide supporter, but number one all day, every day is Sam Powell Pepper. He has a points per minute of 0.87. He's 187, 91 kilos. He's well built. And with another preseason under him, I think he's ready to explode.
Well, you look at him since he's come back from his suspension. I've got him in the list as third year breakouts as well. He's averaging over the 100 mark, and he's probably the last 5 or 6 weeks. So he's just playing pure midfield now. The tag goes to Ollie Wines. You've got Rockcliffe and Robbie Gray and Wingard as well, rotating that mid forward. So he's just in the guts the whole time, so he's not missing out on those hit-out receives from Paddy Ryder. So, yeah, I'm expecting big things from Powell Pepper next year.
Now, one that I thought might break out a little bit this year, but maybe will next year, is Andrew McGrath of Essendon. He is the number one draft pick, and it's worth remembering why he's the number one draft pick. He got 28 disposals in the second half of the TAC Cup Grand Final, playing for Sandringham, and he averaged 124 in the TAC Cup, and we could see more of a move into Essendon's midfield next year.
Yeah, that's one thing Essendon aren't short of is pace, but Andy McGrath, I think they're just using him in that half-back line to build while he builds a tank. You can see, especially on the weekend, he's got clean use to the ball. And I totally agree. He's an absolute ball magnet for that Essendon midfield. And he just needs a tank, and they're going to slot him in the next year or two, you'd imagine, because I watched him in that AFLX and had a close eye on him watching it live. And he's got pace to burn and good skills, and as I said, just needs a tank.
Now, the next one I'll be looking at is Zach Fisher from Carlton. He scored 109 in round 6 this year versus the Bulldogs. He's probably likely to get plenty of game time next year. He's shown to be really good around clearances, which, of course, if you're good around clearances and you're attending, centre bounces, you're going to get points. But he'll probably need to add to his frame. He's only listed as 72 kilos at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. He is an absolute beast of a man. As you said, just needs to build that frame. They probably will use him as that defensive forward, a la Luke Dalhouse, for a year or two while he does fill out a little bit. And then once he does, they'll just throw him in the guts. And if you've got him, Paddy Cripps and Matty Kennedy in that centre bounce, then they're going to be hurting a few people, you'd imagine.
Next on my list is Jared Berry. He's 191 centimetre utility. Points per minute is 0.76, which is pretty good. He's going to get game time at Brisbane, and he scored 119 in round 5 this year, so he really can get some high scores.
Yeah, we've seen Chris Fagan use him the last couple of weeks as the tagging role, so playing pure midfield, getting the ball, when you got Steph Martin palming it down to you and doing a job on the opposition. He's, again, young fella, going to build a tank, and they've actually got some really good kids, as you've mentioned before. They've got Berry, McCluggage, Rayner. There's a really good nucleus for a midfield for the next 10 years if they can keep them together.
And the last one on my list is Luke Ryan from Fremantle. Now, he's 22 years old, even though he's coming into his third season next year, so he's quite developed physically. But he's playing that loosened defence role quite well, and if he can continue doing that, he's sure to continue scoring points.
Yeah, big fan of Luke Ryan. I'd say he's probably had his breakout year this year. He's averaging in the 90s, just under 100 actually in Supercoach, and the mid-90s in AFL Fantasy. So I dare say this will be his breakout year. There's a lot of same-for-same players in that Fremantle defence. We've seen Blakely, Nathan Wilson, but Luke Ryan, they seem to be the number one man playing as that sweeper in the Fremantle defence. But yeah, really like Luke Ryan in the fantasy in years to come.
Now, that just about wraps it up for today. Are you able to tell listeners where they can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors. And if you want to follow Statesman, he's at Statesman33 as well. And myself is at DaveyC28. And we also on Facebook, just search The Draft Doctors there, hit the like page. And we do have the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au as well. And the mock draft site, which runs from about December through to April, that's mock.thedraftdoctors.com.au as well.
I'm going to go out with a song today. You remember the Michael Barlow song, right?
Absolutely. That was fantastic, whoever did that.
Well, that was our very own Asylum. We're going to do another. It's not going to be as good. But are you familiar with TLC song No Scrubs?
Yeah, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, so, well, very familiar with it.
Well, this is a BMC with No Spuds. So thank you for joining us. I'll tag it on to the end of the show, so thanks again.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Also known as a
Josh Jenkins.
Always putting up fantasy scores the wrong side of 50. So, no, I don't want your handballs, no. I don't want freeze against, no. I don't want tagging rolls, and no. I don't want you playing defense, no. I don't want no spuds. A spud is a guy that can't get no love from me. Are you just a pretender or a key defender? You're a spud and that's all you'll be. I don't want no spuds. A spud is a guy that can't get no love from me. You know a ton'd be great, or even 68. You're a spud and that's all you'll be. The spud is tempting, but his game is kinda weak. And I know he was good in 2015, but it's been 4 years, it'll only end in tears. While Titch is on fire, this guy's in first gear, so no. I'd prefer a pig like Mitchell, no. Even just a gun like Judd, no. Or a unique like Kerno. But you're nothing but a spud, no. spider want no spots. A spider's a guy that can't get no love from me. You think you're a really good player, but you're just a potato. You're a spider and that's all you'll be. I don't want no spots. A spider's a guy that can't get no love from me. Are you too benevolent? Fantasy irrelevant. You're a spider and that's all you'll be. I thought you were better, but you're Lewis Jetta. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. I thought you were worth millions, Marley Williams. Yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you're just a pain, then you're just Chris Mayne. Oh, yes, son, I'm talking to you. I'm not fussy, you can stage for freeze. Oh, no, I don't want no one. Dream Team final in 2011. Boomer averaged 90 and scored 47. More of a deet than a spud it seems, but a spud like that still haunts me in my dreams. Smeds, Baller, Attlee, Otten, Vickery sucked at Richmond and at Hawthorn he was rotten. Jesse White, Mullet, Marston, Lobb. If you're in my side, scoring tons is your job. In Collingwood's teams there's been quite a number, like Harry O, once he became Lumumba. Goldsack, Tuvey, McCaffer, Blair. You looked good on paper, but your scoring wasn't fair. Hannabury's a spud, but he used to be awesome. Biggest spud of all time is Zachary Dawson. Collier and Myers are Essendon duds. Just give me a team that has no spuds. No, I don't want no spuds. A spud is a guy that can't get no love from me. If your first sport's Gaelic, then I'm sorry to say it. You're a spud and that's all you'll be. I don't want no spuds. A spud is a guy that can't get no love from me. Your game is really twisted and now you're blacklisted at least until 2019. Shout out to all my draft picks that sputtered up in 2018. Handsome Tom Lynch, Nick Holman, Lockie Weller, Tom Rockliffe, Brandon Ellis, Anthony Miles, George
Hall. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.